Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Monday, the 8th of September. Let's take you through the cues and trends that could shape the day today. Markets managed to claw back most of previous week's losses with the Sensex and Nifty up over 1% each for the week. Midcaps stole the show with a 2% surge, while autos and metals led the sectoral gains for the week. IT was the lone laggard with HCL Tech, Wipro and Infosys under pressure. On Friday, though, trade was range-bound. The Nifty closed flat around the 24,750 mark. Autos led from the front with Eicher and M&M emerging as the top gainers. Insurance stocks too held firm as life insurers see minimal impact from GST rate changes. From the mid-cap universe, BSC rallied 5% despite change in expiry day. Ola Electric slid 7% as SoftBank cut stake in the EV maker. On to the fund flow picture. FIIs sold shares worth 1,300 crore rupees, while domestic investors were buyers to the tune of 1,800 crore rupees in the cash market. Looking forward, experts say 25,000 remains the key hurdle on the upside, with support placed at 24,600 and 24,500. Meanwhile, Indian markets may see a strong start to the week on the possibility of a thaw in US-India relationship. Prime Minister Modi struck a positive tone, saying he fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's call to always be friends even as trade tensions simmer. Let's now take a look at the global cues this morning. Japanese stocks are rallying this morning. The Nikkei is up over 1.5% after news that Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba is set to step down. Meanwhile, closer home, the GIFT Nifty is signaling a positive start for the Indian markets. Over in the US, stock futures are drifting higher as investors pin hopes on upcoming rate cuts. All eyes this week are on two critical inflation reports, the Producer Price Index on Wednesday and the Consumer Price Index on Thursday. These come right after that shocking August jobs report on Friday, which showed just 22,000 jobs added, far below expectations of 75,000. The unemployment rate climbed to 4.3%, its highest in nearly 4 years. And June's data was revised to show the first negative jobs print since 2020. The weak numbers have fueled bets that the Fed will cut interest rates at its policy meeting later this month, with some traders even pricing in the chance of a 50 basis point rate cut. Wall Street, though, ended lower on Friday. Stocks pulled back from record highs as slowdown concerns clouded rate cut optimism. In the bond market, the 10-year yield fell over 8 basis points to 4.09%, its lowest level since April. The dollar also dropped sharply against major peers. In commodities, gold surged to a fresh record high of $3,599.89 an ounce as the dollar weakened. And oil prices edged higher after OPEC Plus announced another production hike starting October, though the pace of increases has slowed. This time, 8 members agreed to lift output by about 1,37,000 barrels per day, much lower than the additions we saw through the summer months. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has said that he will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin very soon after signaling that the administration is ready to move on more sanctions against Russia. Up next, let's run you through the stocks making headlines today. Vedanta Group has emerged as the top bidder for Jay Prakash Associates in the open challenge round, with a total offer of around 17,000 crore rupees, outbidding the Adani Group. The other suitors, including Dalmia Bharat, Jindal Power and PNC Infratech, didn't submit any bids in the final round. Nuvama sees this as a negative development for Vedanta's minority shareholders. It says Vedanta is getting into an unrelated business when the group's priority should be deleveraging. It also stated that the asset will be housed under Vedanta Limited itself as a part of the demerged entity, where funding the entire 17,000 crore amount will be difficult. Moving on to the pharma space, Aurobindo Pharma's Bachupally unit in Telangana has drawn 8 observations from the US FDA after the inspection concluded on the 5th of September. Meanwhile, Zydus Life's Vadodara facility wrapped up its US FDA inspection with 4 observations. In the industrial space, BHEL has inked a long-term pact with Horizon Fuel Cell Technologies to explore new market segments. Meanwhile, PNB Housing Finance has approved the issuance of non-convertible debentures worth up to 5,000 crore rupees through private placement. Turning to earnings, SpiceJet slipped into the red with a net loss of 234 crore rupees for the first quarter, against a profit of 158 crore rupees a year ago. Revenues fell sharply by over 34% versus last year. And finally, autos are in the spotlight once again. Car makers are slashing prices to pass on the GST benefits to consumers. Mahindra & Mahindra has announced price cuts starting September 6th. Hyundai is reducing prices by up to 2.4 lakh rupees and BMW's X7 will be cheaper by a whopping 9 lakh rupees. It's time now for our Voice of the Day segment. Here is Pankaj Tibrewal of Ikigai Asset Manager on the sectors to bet on post the historic GST reforms. Let's listen in.
I think GST rationalization is a very significant reform step, if you ask me, in terms of compliance, in terms of making sure volumes improve. And if you look at from an overall perspective, we believe that there are certain segments in consumption which has a very high price elasticity, mainly durables and autos. So if you look at the last 20-year data, I think in consumer durables, you have an elasticity of 1.5 to 2 in many, many years also. And similarly in auto, if you remember, in 2008, for a temporary time being, we reduced the excise duty by 4 percentage points and for a limited time period. But you saw 20% CAGR in volume growth across all the automobile segments. So there is a significant elasticity which probably is there. And hence our belief is that should be good from an overall perspective. And from the messaging, if you look at for the last three events which have taken place by the government and the RBI, all are pro-consumer. First the tax rate cuts, then the interest rate reduction, and then now the GST reform. Giving more hands, money in the hands of finally the end consumer is a welcome step. And we believe that finally, after 5 years of CAPEX stocks being outperforming, there could be a reasonable thought process that consumption can make a comeback.
Before we wrap up, SEBI is likely to clear key ease of doing business proposals at its September 12th board meeting. On the agenda, easing stake dilution norms for mega IPOs, expanding rating agency activities, revamping RTA and broker rules, granting equity status to REITs and InvITs, introducing accredited investor AIFs, and tightening exchange governance and advisor norms. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will represent India at a virtual BRICS summit later today, called by Brazil's President Lula da Silva to discuss US tariffs. Leaders including Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping are expected to attend, with deliberations on key global political and economic challenges. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.